Hello, hooray everybody. This is Faye Cullen, and Stephen Priest is now in the studio. We'll be right back. Was Faye Cullen and Hello Hooray, an old Alice Cooper nugget. I've got Stephen Priest in the studio with me, I hope. Hold on a minute.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. I wanted to do this too before you and I start talking about the jazz room, because a mutual acquaintance of ours has some shows coming up this week, which is Brenda Lewis, which I understand you've played piano with her recently. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We were at the Rude Native.
Yeah. So she's got tomorrow night between 6 and 8, she's part of the Thursday night Uptown Jazz or concert series. So she's at the Bauer Marketplace in front of the Bauer Kitchen, which is 191 King Street South in Waterloo. And she's with John Zadro. And then Thursday, August 18th, as part of the Thursday nights Uptown, she's at the Seven Shores Cafe, which is at 10 Regina Street North, with Margaret Stowe, who actually I've interviewed before. She's awesome, cool. And then Friday, August 19th, between 6 and 9, she's at the Montage Lounge in Cambridge. That's a house gig, again with Margaret. So those are a few things coming up that Brenda's up to. She's got much more coming up in September, which we will get to. But I want to talk to Stephen about the most exciting new venue to open up in this area for a while, and that's a jazz room. How did this... I don't even know where to start here. Maybe you should tell people a little bit about yourself, because I have a double interest because of the jazz thing that's going on, and also because you also study culture and you study audience development.
Absolutely.
Which I find absolutely fascinating.
Yes.
So how did you get your start? What's your background?
Well, I'm a bit of an odd duck. I teach at the business school at Laurier.
Yeah.
But my research and my teaching has to do a lot with the arts. So I study how to make arts groups function well. So that's dance, music, theater, opera, whatever. So this is an interesting experience for me. We're definitely going, but I do a lot. As you said, I published about audience development, mm-hmm. about sponsorships, about grants, and all that kind of stuff. So this is really putting it to the test. And I'm currently on sabbatical from Laurier.
Right.
And but I'm... And so this is one of the projects I'm working on during that time.
Yeah, and you're also a freelance. Like you also, people see your stuff in the record a lot. Freelance.
You know what? That's a little hobby I do. I've been writing with the record now, maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yep, that's
I do.
Right.
I'm a music critic, so
yes,
I semi occasional.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be if you're not like stuck with a. What was I going to say? Okay, so how did the jazz room, where did this all start? How did this all come about?
You know, I am a jazz nut, and I love jazz. One of my big gripes is that jazz is not always presented very well. So it's either tucked away in a corner at a restaurant somewhere, which is fine, or it's in a big concert hall, which I find kind of impersonal. So I've got a very kind of, I think jazz is meant to be in a club.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be
an intimate club.
Intimate. It's meant to be, but also properly presented. So with a stage, with sound, with lights, with a grand piano. And you don't see that often.
Not really. Like I remember years ago, I was, when John Tank was playing around the area.
Okay.
I was kind of his publicist and we were trying to get him gigs and some of the places he ended up playing, you're right, in a corner in a restaurant.
Oh,
holy crap. Forget it. And now look what he does. Like he was just here at the last Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he will come back and play this venue. I know he's down in New York and stuff like that. He's pretty busy guy.
We're hoping to get John in over the holidays, potentially in December.
Yeah.
So he's, stay tuned with that. He's promised us to come in and not be too exorbitant, I guess is the word.
I've got some of his work here, too, so we can play some of his music as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
he's a great saxophone player.
Years ago, Salome Bay was here, and she's going, was there any place in town that's going, can we play? Or there's a bar or whatever. And so remember Lulu's, we did a jazz night. I did a jazz night with John Tank, Salome Bay, and Peter Appleyard.
Oh my gosh.
Three different distinct types of jazz in one night. And we got like 1,500 people out on a Monday night. So you can't tell me there is not an interest of jazz in this town. And that was a long time ago. So that has evolved over the years. I've seen venues, but I haven't seen, I've seen various venues over the years do stuff. But I've never seen a venue that's strictly just for jazz. So this is very cool.
Yeah.
Now, where at the Huther is this?
Okay, this is street level in what has been called the Kent Room in
right.
the past.
Yep.
It's got a bit of a colorful history. They've mm-hmm. had various entertainment offerings in that room.
I know.
That we don't need to go into. But
I know that room.
It's
yeah.
a fantastic
yeah. space.
It's a fantastic space. They've yeah. got a gorgeous bar.
Yes, they do.
They've got three real areas that all fan out from the stage. And we've actually built a special stage. The Hoother built a stage for us.
Wow.
That's just perfect for our spec. We've got actual stage lighting that we've mounted just in the last couple of days. And we've got a 7-foot Yamaha grand piano.
That's amazing. And so all the surfaces in there are really great for music, too. Is there not brick and what?
Oh, yeah, the surfaces are... Well, you know, we're working to tune the room. We've got curtains that are going up to just kind of shorten the room.
Oh, so you're going to envelop the sound. Ah,
yes.
That's really good.
Absorb and reflect and do whatever we need.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think when you do that, when you black curtain a space, like even if it's a black box, sometimes it's cold.
Yeah.
You put a curtain around it and
yeah.
it immediately becomes warm
yeah.
and inviting and perfect because it just... absorbs the sound and it makes it sound so good.
Oh yeah, no, that's what we've got. There's one room in there that's kind of long, and
yeah.
we're shortening it and putting a nice absorptive curtain in there, and we're gonna have curtains on the stage itself, so it's just gonna be supremely classy but hot and rocking at the same time.
Hot and rocking at the same time. Well, you've got some of the, you know, I'm also producing the show, listeners, so you have some artists that you brought with you on CD, is that
yes.
right? So here we are. We're going to open the CD player. Here we go.
Yes. This is, well, I'm just going to toss out one of my Desert Island picks here. This is
I used to play Desert Island Discs with, well, not Desert Island Discs, but sort of with Stratford Actors. They go, well,
yeah.
these are the three songs I'd like to be, you know, are my favorite songs. So
it's cut number four.
Cut number four. Okay.
This is one of the great pianists anywhere. His name's Brad Meldow, and he's doing a Beatles cut or a Beatles cover,
really?
Blackbird, and I think it's one of the great interpretations of the many, many interpretations of the Beatles classic.
Okay, this is Blackbird on Coral FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm back here with Stephen Fries, the president of the KW Jazz Society. And we were talking about the jazz room. And that was a very interesting mix of music disciplines. That was Jane Bennett, a Penderecki string quartet, and an African influence, which neither one of us can pronounce. So we're just going to say it was the South African National Anthem. Is that
I
right?
I believe that's what it is.
That's what it is. From 1897.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes. And then before that, we played Blackbird by Brad Mehldau.
Brad Mehldau, and he was doing the Beatles.
He was doing the
standard.
Yeah, that was very cool. I like the Beatles because it, we can give Numis a plug, because it lends itself to all kinds of music. I have the Beatles concertos at home, so I can understand where Numis is coming from. If they're going to do a variation on the Beatles, I think that's great. Do you know when that show is?
You know what? At sometime next year, they're going to do the last 8 Beatles albums, note for note. And I think it's going to be at the Conrad Center of the Performing Arts. If you go to Numis's website, that's great. But it's interesting, too. I'm going to do a little plug because Numis is going to do a jazz summit at the Jazz Room.
Really?
I think it's the end of January in 2012. So we're collaborating. That's one thing we're doing with the Jazz Room is we're collaborating. We're going to have some shows with Neruda that does world music.
Yep.
They're going to do some world music on Thursday nights starting October.
Great.
We're going to, and like I said, we've got Numis doing a cool jazz. It's going to be a weekend jazz summit. So we're really trying to reach out into the community and make this a venue that is open to a lot of
everybody.
Different groups.
Yeah.
And just a creative hub for the community. Like, we really want it to be hopping just about, you know,
all kinds of jazz, all genres of jazz.
Yes.
Which is kind of what we're doing today. We're playing many genres of jazz. Everything from Faye Cullen to Penderecki, to Jane Bennett, to Penderecki String Quartet, I'm going to play some John Tant coming up in a little while here, too. But I think this is really great. We should talk about some of the acts that are coming in.
Oh, yes, for sure.
When, and you open, when's your grand opening? September?
Well, we actually open September 9th with Larry Larson, who is no stranger to this community.
No way, yeah.
There's been huge buzz about Larry, so if anybody wants to get a ticket, you're going to need to go to Wordsworth Books on Saturday, this Saturday.
Mandy and Dave, yes.
Yes.
They were big supporters of Wordsworth here, too.
Yes.
Mandy and
that's, they're great.
And pretty tight.
So they're selling the first weekend. So Larry Larson who is a trumpeter at the symphony, but also a great jazzer.
Yes,
and the following night is September 10th, and that's one of the great jazz ensembles. It's headed by Mike Murley, who's one of the great saxophonists, and it's a septet. It's going to be just killer.
Who else is in the septet?
You know what? David Braid, I believe, is on piano. He's got Kevin Turcotte on trumpet.
Okay.
Our artistic director for the Jazz Room will also be there, who is Ted Warren. He's a drummer.
Right.
And the others, I'm not sure. We'll see. He may have a couple surprises. That is a night not to be missed. September 10th. It's going to be, that weekend is just camp out at the Jazz Room is what you want to do.
You have a Facebook page too. So if anybody wants to go and join, you can go and join. You've already got lots of. A legion of fans, I know that.
And we've got a website, too.
And you have a website as well, which is very, 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 what did Albert Finney say to Jacqueline Pisset in Under the Volcano? Very, very, very cool. I love the logo, too, and I love black and white, so it's very cool.
Yeah, and just as a plug for that, we've had a great kind of outpouring of volunteers in this effort. So it's all volunteer run. All the fees go to the artists. And the woman who did the graphic design for this is a woman named Andrea Deering, and she has done all this for us volunteer. So it's fantastic with this trumpeter and putting
together.
I like
the logo.
The logo itself
it's very Cotton Club, you know?
Yes.
It's very cool.
The logo is put our logo. My brain has just...
I know what
apart.
You mean. I know what you mean.
oh, gosh. I hope he's not listening.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Anyway, we've had the community that has just been fabulous about contributing all sorts of things like accounting and design and just everything.
What other acts are you bringing in? And here's a question, because
yes.
jazz is all about improv.
Yeah.
And, you know, solos and this and that, leads and blah, blah, blah. Are you going to be doing an... Somebody asked me this recently. Are you going to be doing an improv night where local artists can come up and jam? Is that going to happen?
You know what? I think that's probably on our schedule. We're trying to just get launched.
Right.
To start.
Yep.
And that would be a natural extension to go to a jam night.
Yeah, because there's lots of great musicians at Laurier. I mean, they have fabulous music program.
Yeah, so and to have a jam night, it's a natural. But right now, we kind of got a full plate with just trying to get started. And I got to say, our logo was designed by Brock Hart.
Okay.
And,
hey, Brock,
sorry.
Are you listening?
Yes. So Brock is
I'll give you a shout out.
He's a fantastic designer. And
I
think he
did
a great job, yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Who else is coming up?
You know, after that, we've got Andriy Tikhonov, who on September 16th, who is a very well-known local pianist, very good. He's from Ukraine. And that's kind of a piano weekend because we've got go ahead, sorry.
Is that through Isabel? Andrew, is that connection through Neruda by any chance?
That's not a Neruda connection.
Okay.
I don't
Just
know
wondered.
If Andriy has been...
Around this
but he's definitely, he's an immigrant and just a huge contributor to our scene, but hasn't had a lot of places to play.
Yeah, that's...
So this is the neat thing. Yeah.
This is the great thing. A lot of people haven't had a place to play jazz.
Yes.
Like a bar, in a bar atmosphere, in an intimate bar atmosphere, because jazz lends itself to that. Daddy-o.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yes.
Who else is playing?
That weekend we've got another pianist, Mark Eisenman, who is just one of Canada's great pianists. He's bringing a quartet. And so that's a weekend. For piano lovers, that's a great weekend. Paul Mitchell is a local trumpeter that is fantastic. He's got a great style and very personable and kind of... exudes a lot of personality with his trumpet. The Saturday of that weekend, we got David Acapinti, who is kind of, again, one of Canada's great guitarists, very innovative and interesting. So he's playing on that Saturday. And then September 30th, Dave Whiffen.
Right.
Who is also
he's
one of our...
in this area.
Absolutely. He's just fantastic.
How'd you find all these people? How long did it take you to put all this together?
Well, you know what? I mentioned that we've got an artistic director that is Ted Warren.
Right.
And he's a A-plus list player in Toronto. And we essentially commissioned him. We gave him an honorarium to put together the Saturday night lineup. So the idea there was to bring in some of Canada's best talent from, you know, all over, but a lot of them are from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday nights, we wanted to make it highlight some of the great talent in our own community because we didn't want it to just be sort of people coming in from the outside, but to say we've got fantastic talent locally. And that's so Friday nights we're trying to keep very much locally oriented.
Top Pocket.
Top Pocket's coming up.
Andy Klein. And he's in Top Pocket, isn't he?
Yes, he's in Top Pocket. There's a group called New Vibes Quartet, which is a very accomplished group. They've done some neat things, and they so they're around. Joni Narita is from Guelph, is going to be in there one night. So really, it's what's I think cool is that this has the potential to really raise up the profile of our local community and to say we've got killer musicians around that can front a headline act and hopefully others come out. You know, there's been a lot of that have come out of the woodwork that I'd never heard of. So they've been sending discs and, you know, saying, yeah, we'd like to play. So there's
That's
no shortage
now
of
they
talent.
Have a place to play.
Yeah.
We're
going to
take another musical break here. And this is Cassandra Wilson, right?
That's right.
What's the name of the track?
This is called Piper, and it's her tribute to Miles Davis. I think there's something just really cool about this piece.
Okay, and then after that, we're going to play a little Miles Davis. This is Coral FM on Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel line 46 on your digital cable, and 100.3 on your analog dial.
Sleek, he completes every waking wish. From deep asleep, we travel home on his tone, with our hopes adrift. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. To last all day long. Is filled with schemes, and it seems they will never end. Well, I've been here since light of day, seen each plan. Now's my time to win. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. To last all day long. Life's greatest mystery. See how the night is on the run from a sun that our hearts reclaim. Between the silence and the sound, we are bound by the same refrain. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. Piper, play me a song. To learn all day long. Thank you.
That was Mike Murley and David Occupinti. David Leaves from a little concert they did in Halifax in 2003. And Stephen, they're coming to the Jazz Room, right?
Yes, indeed. Both are coming on separate nights. Mike Murley will be on the opening weekend on September 10th. And David Occupinti fronts his own band on September 24th. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Is there anything else? Because I know you have to leave pretty soon.
Sadly, yes.
Because you're working on,
Trying to get some curtains up.
Trying to get some curtains up.
At the Jazz
Room. So I'm going to, I think what I'll do is I'll cue up some Larry Larson here. And we'll play a little bit of John Tank as well. Before you go, is there anything else you want listeners to know?
Yeah, I guess the one option for enjoying the Jazz Room is actually to get an annual pass. So we're selling a pass that lasts for the year, and it's $300, which is a big chunk, except that it's a fantastic value because it gets you in the Jazz Room every Friday and Saturday night over the year. So it's an incredible value, and it helps us get things rolling. So consider that. Go onto our website. It's kwjazzroom.com.
Yeah, that's a really, I think that's, for really great jazz, I think it breaks down. That's not a bad deal for jazz, for jazzists, as I like to call
them. It ends up being about $4 a show, so I mean, it's just insane. And then just come to the club every chance you get.
Because all the jazzists will be there as well, so that's going to be cool. We're trying to queue up something here on YouTube for Larry Larson.
So
what should I look under?
Larry Larson Jazz, maybe.
Okay.
If you do that.
Let's
is a way to
that.
Look at it.
Larry Larson Jazz. Larry... Okay. I think we're trying to find something here.
It might not be. You know, Larry's known as a classical trumpeter first. I think he's the principal trumpet at the KW Symphony, and which is fantastic. He's got the most incredible sound, and he's just an amazing player. But he's also got this other life as a jazz musician, he's got a huge following, so it's
he has a huge local following, so this is going to be great. Is there anybody else that you're bringing in that maybe we might be able to find on YouTube so we can give the listeners an idea of what they sound like?
Yeah, well, let's see if there's something by Dave Whiffen there.
Yeah, that's an idea. Let's try that.
When do we got to get our local local giants, the local players in there.
Okay.
Is there something on there?
Yes. More often than not, no. Let's see. Dave Whiffen, Lucifer's Blues.
That sounds fun.
him. Shaking all over Canadian music in the 60s. Dave Whiffen.
That's gotta be him.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
I don't think that is him. let's try a different. Okay. Let's put on some John Tank, and then we'll
That is a good idea, John Tank. You cannot go wrong with John Tank.
You can't. And I'd like to thank you so much for coming into the studio to chat.
Coral, it's been a pleasure.
And we'll do this again. If you have, people coming in ahead of time, maybe we can do some phone interviews with some of the artists that you're bringing
that
in.
That would be great.
And, feature their music and stuff like that. So I just want to wish you all the success with the Jazz Room, because I think it's going to be, a lot of fun. And all the best. So we're going to play some John Tank and find some David Whiffen on Coral FM.
Thank you.
Griffin. Thank you. David Woodard. Keep the faith. And yeah, he's going to be playing at the Jazz Room on Friday, February 30th.